3. The story text. Read the text and discuss what you think about it. I'm in Essex. It's supposed to be a good borstel. At least, that's what the governor said to me when I got here from Nottingham. "We want to trust you while you're in this establishment," he said, smoothing out his newspaper with lily-white, workless hands, while I read the big words upside down. Daily Telegraph. "If you play ball with us, we'll play ball with you." Honest to God, you'd have thought it was going to be one long tennis match. "We want hard, honest work. And we want good athletics," he said as well. "And if you give us both these things, you can be sure we'll do right by you and send you back into the world an honest man." Well, I could have died laughing, especially when straight after this I hear the barking Sergeant Major's voice calling me and two others to attention and marching us off like we was Grenadier Guards. And when the Governor kept saying how we wanted you to do this and we wanted you to do that, I kept looking round for the other blokes, wondering how many of them there was. Of course, I knew there were thousands of them, but as far as I knew, only one was in the room. And there are thousands of them, all over the pox-eaten country, in shops, offices, railway stations, cars, houses, pubs. In-law blokes like you and them, all on the watch for outlaw blokes like me and us, and waiting to phone for the coppers as soon as we make a false move. And it'll always be there. I'll tell you that now, because I haven't finished making all my false moves yet, and I dare say I won't until I kick the bucket. If the in-laws are hoping to stop me making false moves, they're wasting their time. They might as well stand me up against a wall and let fly with a dozen rifles. That's the only way they'll stop me, and a few million others. Because I've been doing a lot of thinking since coming here. They can spy on us all day to see if we're working good or doing our athletics. But they can't make an X-ray of our insides to find out what we're telling ourselves. I've been asking myself all sorts of questions and thinking about my life up to now. And I like doing all this. It's a treat. It passes the time away and don't make Borstel seem half so bad as the boys in our street used to say it was. And this long-distance running lark is the best of all, because it makes me think so good that I learn things even better than when I'm on my bed at night. And apart from that, what with thinking so much while I'm running, I'm getting to be one of the best runners in the Borstel. I can go my 5 miles round better than anybody else I know.